Hello, it's Shanae. I know you're like, wow, Shanae. Two episodes, right back to back, totally randomly released. What's going on? Dude, I don't know. Like, fucking... So I'm going through issues around the last podcast, but it's like not a new issue. I feel like every... Like, for the last 2 months, like, literally since the fall, it's been so hard allowing myself to upload stuff and let it be there because OCD has really shown up in my podcast process all of a sudden, and it fucking sucks. And I'm sure you've heard it where I'm like, oh, I might, like, take this down, and I'm gonna really not do that anymore. Like, I promise I'm not gonna do that anymore. I don't want people to feel scared about or feel rushed in listening to the podcast, and it's just... I don't want to do that to you. So I'm not going to do that anymore. I'm going to try to work on processes behind the scenes to make it to where I can't, like, the episodes go up and they're just, I have to live with it. But yeah, this past episode, it just is not sitting right with me. And again, it's like hard when your instincts that I trust so much and my OCD end up getting fucked together. When they decide they want to make out, it really fucking sucks. It's so frustrating. So I just wanted to upload something else. So I did a sugar tag and I, of course, recorded so many things and I haven't uploaded them. But I wanted to upload something that I feel really good about. And I really do like the sugar tag, so I am uploading it. But I hope you enjoy it. There's some like audio issues at the end, like the last... sort of 4 or 5 minutes, but the rest is there. I'm not going to take this down. I'm not going to take down the previous episode. They just are going to be what they're going to be. I feel like, I don't know. I'm sorry, JK. I feel like I was a little unfair to JK. I don't know. I feel like I talked too much about the apology bit. There's just a lot of stuff I don't love, but that's just what it is. So yes, this is just a little... It's me trying to give myself a little something to deal with the anxiety around the previous pod. I hope you enjoy it. And I am going to try to change things behind the scenes to make it to where there's just no way that I'm going to touch the podcast. So you don't have to worry. And I'm not going to communicate that worry anymore. Yeah. In conclusion, OCD sucks. Have a good weekend. I hope you enjoy this episode. Okay, bye.
So let's go ahead and do the sugar tag. And before we get into sugar, I think that, like, I guess the context we can put the sugar tag in and the, why am I calling him sugar? Whenever Yoongi is like sitting on my fucking neck and he's like my man, like literally, and this is new. I feel like for the first year and a half, honestly, like most of the time I look at Suga and I'm like, I get it, right? Like that's my bro. That's my fellow girl boss. I love him. But I've never sort of like fully lusted, fully embraced the fire within when it comes to Suga. But lately, these last 2 months, like I think about him constantly. I think he's so sexy. And I did a little, and one of the things I'm doing on Instagram is I'm like writing these little essays on Instagram where I sort of pack the members in different formats. And it's so fun. I like it so much. And one of the things I said about Suga, just to put sort of his birthday tag into context, is that he's truly like who we want men to be. You know, like I said, our relationships with BTS and who they are as men is this kind of hopeful relationship. And so much of the female gaze is about sort of taking masculinity and who men are and taking out all the shit that's scary, threatening, and makes you uncomfortable so that you're just left with pure object of desire, right? And the range of that experience of how that gets done really depends on the idol. Like there's some idols and you look at and you sort of try to kind of get a sense of who they are, and really kind of who they are has been sort of like been flattened. So you don't really get a sense of their personality, and they're really just vessels for desire, and that you don't really know much about them they're sort of like a Democrat. The makings of them is sort of Democratic. And I'll talk more about this when I actually talk about other members. But the thing about Suga and the reason why he's so enticing and why people really love him and are obsessed with him is that a lot of the characteristics that they use to kind of build up these men as sort of objects of desire and boyfriends are characteristics he clearly already had. I think that obviously people are multifaceted and Suga probably has good parts and bad parts. But the good parts is that I think he, even before any of this started, with somebody who was kind of more in tune with his emotional journey, somebody who has a lot of motivation, a lot of drive and stuff like that, which are things that are attractive on their own and are then heightened by the boyfriend experience. But because so much of the essence of who he is sort of close to what we want men to be, he just becomes this like extremely, this presence that is something that you really yearn for. Suga stans are like, you know, we talk about sort of like tragedy when it comes to K-pop in our relationships and our connections with these idols. And, you know, with JK, it's like this yearning, right? But it feels like a lot of times Suga stans are in mourning. Like, you know what I mean? Like the difference between yearning and mourning is that like mourning is like you just really are upset because he's somebody that you could know in your life. Like he's fully formed in a way that feels very close. Like if you were to just to swipe on the right person in the right time, he'd be accessible to you. But in a lot of ways, he's not. I think that's like his appeal, is that because he has this stuff that seems to be honestly not put on, like he says these things and you believe him when he says it. And again, it's because he's pulling from the reserve of himself as opposed to pulling from the ether of desirability. Oh my God, can you hear me? What is that? Is that a fucking... What do I mean? What is it? It's definitely a helicopter. So yeah, like he just becomes that, and so that's why he's so, it hurts sometimes to watch him be himself, because you're like, ah, like am I ever gonna find a guy like that? Okay, let's go through the tag. And if you want my like more like sort of succinct thoughts on it, go to the Instagram. I wrote an essay about it. It's called "Man Who We Wish Men Could Be." And then there's like another thing that I talk about in the podcast. It's like why he's like, he means a lot to queer people because, you know, he represents such a non-threatening type of masculinity. I've been so obsessed with this idea of unpacking masculinity in sort of gender norms and the way that we like talk about this stuff. But anyway, you can read the rest of the essay to get kind of more into that. But let's go through his tag. So like the first question on my tag is my favorite outfit that he's worn offstage. And listen, if you, like I said, if you follow my Instagram, you saw the complete and utter breakdown. Like I had a fucking mental break around his, was it day two? I think it was his day two sound check fit. Because it's like he was wearing a black jacket, a white shirt and pants, and he was like wearing these glasses, and it was giving like Risky Business, Tom Cruise, well fucked, carefree, living your life, just like rich, just fuck somebody on the way in here energy. And I just lost it, because it's like one of those things where you want him, but you also want to be that unbothered, and you want to be that sort of like carefree in your life. That's what you actually want. And so I just think that that fit is just like the fit for him. And I want to talk about that first, because it literally sent me into orbit. So that fit is my favorite fit. I mean, there's also a fit where there's like a lot of moments when he's off stage, like fashion moments. Like I know that like Yoongi's not known for being a fashion girly, but the way he wears clothes is just like something to marvel at. Okay, what are we doing? We're doing good on time. So yeah, even though he's not a fashion girly, I feel like it's there. So also he was, like I said, it was before in one of the like shows that they used to go to. They don't really go to the Korean shows anymore, but it was like, you know, he's wearing like the black hat and he's wearing all black, and he has like this handbag. I'm gonna like get myself in the foot because I'm not gonna be able to find these images, but like, yeah, that's sort of like another fit. But I was just like, hubba hubba. There's lots of them, though. Like, he has a very sleek, simple style, and he just, like, wears clothes well. Okay, so my favorite onstage moment has to be L.A. Like, truly a bat out of hell. Because I was just watching, so PTD Soul just happened. I didn't really watch it. I have been, like, seeing clips from it and stuff like that. And let me know if you want me to talk about it. I don't think I have space to talk about it. I'm going to talk about it a little bit. But in PTD Soul, based off of what I've seen, it was there, but it wasn't nearly the sort of like bat out of hell energy that he had when he was in LA. I've already gone into lots of details about how literally he got on stage and I truly was just like overcome with sort of like his sexuality and how intense and sexy he was. It was just sort of like, I was like, this is too fucking much. This is too much for me. So that's definitely my fave onstage moment. Also, the Lott concert in 2018. So I know we make a big deal out of 2019 JK, but 2018 Yoongi at that same concert had a similar energy. And I think they weren't the same age. I think they were close to the same. No, that doesn't make sense. Ignore that, but it was pretty powerful. Was it 2017 or 2019? I don't remember, but it was incredible. I don't know what it is about that specific concert or what happens around that concert that makes them crazy, but that's for sure it. My favorite soft stand moment for Yoongi is 100% in the soup one. The fluffy black hair, just like he's just so like his lips were so puffy and he just was just like so cozy, and like when he would like run up the hill with his little run, he's just like such like a, he has so many like elements to his personality, like again, like he's like again this sort of savagely intense guy, and then he just is like can be very soft. So I love In the Soup. So we have on stage for my favorite on stage fit. I mean, they're shitty at styling Yoongi. I mean, this is like a whole issue in itself where they do not showcase him at all. You know, I've talked a lot about sort of like wardrobe agendas within BTS and how they like to sort of what's the word? Yeah, like agendas for specific members, especially when they are catering to the West, they really center styling A and Tae because I think they see them as locals bait. And so that they give them the sort of like the best and most sort of like kind of creative styling, I would say. And then sometimes a Hobi as well, just because, you know, he's known for fashion. I think that's him advocating for himself. Yoongi doesn't really get many onstage fits that fit him and that I really, really like. So I actually don't know. Maybe Lott concert, maybe PTD. You guys tell me. I'm having a hard time picking something because I don't know, actually.
Okay. Favorite soft hard stand. I mean, I feel like his whole August D persona and his year when he was, what, it was like 23? Was it 23 or 24? That is like the year. I forget. I've said so many things where he was just like at his most kind of powerfully sexy, I think. And honestly, I feel like we're coming up on a second era of this. But especially like those music videos from that era, when he was blonde in that era, was just like really powerful and sexy, obviously. There's just like so many, like, where do you even begin? But again, I would also like encourage people to watch any fan cams of Yoongi in 2018. Okay, also like when he like didn't wear underwear during that one performance, I guess that automatically counts as a hard stand moment, right? But there's a lot of stuff. He's like very sexy, and like I feel like we don't talk enough about how sexy he is because it's kind of understated. And again, like I feel like within the realm of BTS, there's a lot of agendas that get pushed, and I think that Yoongi plays a role that's not really connected to his sexuality, so he doesn't get to express it as much as some of the other members in the group. But I do think that he is very sexy. What else? I think it's, oh, my favorite Yoongi solo song. Somebody just asked, who was talking about this? I literally don't know. Like, I really like I love so many of his songs. I really love Give It To Me. I really love Digital. Obviously, it was like one of the first songs I heard from BTS, period. Like, have I said this? Like, I became a I feel like Digital was like the first time I was really like into BTS as like musicians is one of the first things I saw, because it was like, I think I've talked about this, it was like oh, K-pop, Blackpink, NCT's Kick It, Carpool Karaoke, and then I think I saw the SNL performance and it kind of stayed there, and then I jumped right into like Bon Voyage, and then I think I saw the Yoongi thing, because he was kind of like performing, or like he was debuting that right as I became into BTS, and so that song kind of means a lot to me. I think so. Like, it's hard. I feel like I've told the story, and like the details get all mixed up because that whole period is kind of like, feels like so long ago. I'm pretty sure that's what happened. I really love Burn It. I really love Strange. I really love. I listened to that album like 2020. That was like my most played album, I think. I just loved it so much. He has such like a ear for music. So yes. And my favorite sort of like verse of him on a BTS track, I don't know. Why would I even say that? That's like such a hard fucking question. Why would I even introduce that? His UGG verse is pretty iconic, but then like, okay, I'm sorry, I'm just going backwards in time. His UGG verse is pretty iconic, but then like, Hobie's. By the way, I have a Hobie tag that I recorded. I need to like put it up. Oh my god, it's been so hard getting stuff uploaded. I don't know what's going on. His tomorrow verse is really good. Sorry, I'm just like, I know that you're like hearing these and you're like, what about? I'm just like skimming the top of my head. I feel like his Butter verse, like obviously it's not like, Butter is not like a top like even 30 BTS song, but he like, his, that song would not work without his Butter verse. Like you need that part of the song for the song to work, otherwise it just would just not work. So I don't know, I have to think about that some more. Let me know what you think Yoongi's best verse is and what you think his favorite solo song is. My favorite Yoongi hair, I think I would have said, for me it's the black, it's Digital black, like it's the long black 90s hair with the undercut, is it, like that is it, that has to be it. And like the, remember when he came out with the like undercut on Map of Soul 1 concert and we were just all like, ah. So I think the black, I prefer the black on everyone, I think, except for Namjoon. I think for Namjoon it's, I prefer the blonde, but everyone else, the black is the best, right? Let's go through them. Because I think you would say that, like, Jimin, I think people would say Jimin blonde, but I think the black looks so good. Like, he looks amazing right now. So there's that. And I think that's it. What do I wish for his checkout? I mean, nothing at all. He seems fine. He seems well-fucked, doing well. Keep enjoying his life. I think he just is an inspiration to us all, and I will embody his energy for the time ahead. Okay, that's it.